worship Siddharaj Govardhan and offering him various kinds of delicious preparations. Certainly he has taken. He cannot refuse. So all the Brajavasis, this very day, Pratipada is today. But Pratipada of Kartik month, it was. Now it is Pratipada. So we selected this day. Sometimes demigods, they think that we are creator of this world. And we are supporting and nursing this world. We are the supreme personality of Godhead, they think. But really they are not. So, to show these things, Krishna sometimes mercifully he did mercy on Brahma. Brahma has stolen away all the cows and the friends of Krishna. And he thought that, perhaps I am the creator of this world. But Krishna became lakhs and lakhs cows, all friends, their sticks, their float, their claws, everything like them. And after 1 year, Brahma came and saw that he is playing as before. He saw that all friends, cows and everything, himself Krishna. He saw towards the cave where he has kept them. There also they were sleeping. And here with Krishna they are also playing. So he bowed down to the Lord's feet of Krishna. I have done a great mistake and offense in the Lord's feet. Sometimes, you have to know that I am the controller of this world. Sometimes Shankar, sometimes Indra, sometimes Pavandev, on the money, air. Remitting the deity of
air.
Sometimes fire. Sri Krishna two times he took fire and digested. Then he felt that I am not so controller of this world. So Indra was thinking that I am the controller of this whole world. I support, I nourish them. One day Krishna told his father that I went to my mother and I wanted to take milk from my breast of my mother. But today my mother was so angry. And she refused to give this, and she told that you should go and play. But she is preparing something. So many good preparations. As if my birthday is today. Father, tell me. He told, no, you are not birthday today. We are going to worship Indra today. Why worshipping? What we gain from him? He told us, our forefathers used to do this, so we must do. Because he gives rain, water, thus grasses come, and our whole cows are fed. If there is no Indra, no giving water, then we will die at once. So we should worship him. He told that on the places where there is no worship of Indra, how rain comes? From where water comes? It is Govardhan who grabs water. By that grass is come. All cows take grass, give milk, and we are now supported. So we must do worship of Giriraj Govardhan. And so in this manner, all preparations, they too, in carts, lakhs and lakhs carts were fulfilled with so many preparations. All went there. in Giriraj Govardhan. Lakhs and lakhs unaware gopis and gopis. Children also, old ones also, everyone. No, Brajbasi was in their rooms, in their houses. Houses were quite empty and they were there singing, dancing. And they offered this to Giriraj Govardhan. Krishna at once became priest and also in the other form he became Giriraj, on Giriraj, a very big, four-handed shape. And told to Gopkon Gopi that you are worshipping long since this Indra. Has he given darshan? Now you see how Govardhan is pleased, taking your all things, and he is telling that you can take any benediction you like. Has he Indra done? Never. If anyone goes to Govardhan and worship him or doing any parikrama, Govardhan always watching that what he wants. If one wants that a very beautiful girl should be married to me, he will arrange. If any has no child, oh, I want a son, he will at once give. If you want wealth, he will give. Any benediction you want, he will give. So many persons in India go to Giriraj Govardhan and they take bricks, giving one upon one like this, that 151 stories room or house we can have. Oh, gladly you can take. Go in America, I will give birth in America, you will make. You want to marry? Oh, you should go to Western countries. You can change new one. If you want wealth, oh, go and take birth as a child, as a son, in the dynasty of Rockefeller, anyway.
Or Ford Company.
And Ford Company, you should go. You can go to and take your birth in the house of Princess of Wales there, in France, in anywhere. He gives everything. What you like, he will give easily, like this. But if anyone likes that, I want only pure devotion of Krishna. We want to say, serve Krishna so affectionately as the son of Nanda Baba, Krishna. We want to serve Krishna as a friend, as a beloved one. Then Govardhan will tell, yes, I'm giving. But rare bhakts will ask benediction that we should serve Srimati Radhika. We want to have a benediction that he should be Palyadashi to Srimati Radhika and we should serve rather than Krishna conjugal. Then we'll think what to do, whether he is qualified or not. And if he will think that he is qualified, then he will give at once, otherwise he will make qualified and then give it. But he will give surely always. So, I think that those who have served now, worshipped Giriraj Govardhan, don't want one worldly desires. You should have only to serve Krishna, to have pure devotion to Krishna, like gop and gopis, especially like gopis. Krishna should be our beloved, nothing else. Paramadamadani lila kandare kandare te rachayati navajunu dandamashmin mandam itikala kallartak lakmakas tadvayurme ne nikat nivasam dehi govardhan. Krishna, when coming with so many lakhs and lakhs cows and cowherd boys, his friends, Giriraj Govardhan gives seeds, asan to them, so much fruits to them, so much water to them, so many other preparation to them. For cows he gives so
grass,
sweet grass. Sweet. Everywhere water very sweet in Manshi Ganga, in Kusum Sarovar, in Govindakunda, everywhere sweet water. everything is there. He gives Krishna so many colors to decorate his friends, and friends decorate Krishna. Also to gopis, they decorate Krishna. Here, there, like this. So many things. So Givardhan, Giriraj serves Krishna with all means. So, here Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami Raj, telling that we want to be near you, in your laps. There are so many kunjas, groups, where he plays with Sakha. Somewhere in Radha Kunda, he plays with all the gopis. So, O Giriraj, we want that. Your mercy should be upon me. I am not qualified for this. I am nevertheless worthless. But I know that you are so merciful. So, you should accept me. And give me benedictions. We should be in Giriraj Govardhan anywhere. And chanting, remembering the pastimes of Krishna. And we may see that anywhere in groups, Srimati Radhika and Krishna, with all the gopis and gopis, he is playing there. Sometimes playing on the Giriraj Govardhan, sometimes Radhakund, sometimes Puchari, sometimes Giriraj, Govindakund, sometimes here and there. Now our drama is ready. We will enjoy drama. I will tell all these stories of Srimad Bhagavatam from beginning of 10th Skanda, from birth to as much as we can do. And I will tell the innermost and deep sum and substance hidden behind. And what is the sum and substance and deeply meaning of these things, pastimes. Like, he killed Dhenukasu. Who is Dhenukasu? Ignorance. He killed Uthana. Who was she? Impureness. Impureness. How he did it, will explain it so sweetly that all this is placed. So now you are going to yourself enjoy and pray to Giriraj Govardhan that he should mercifully give our Krishna Prem what is prayojan or aim and object of our life and of our all devotion activities is to have the service of Krishna, like Brajavasi, especially like gopis. So he should kindly fulfill this, our desire. Gaur Praman. Yes, sir, take it.
Pranam mantra to your Shri Gurudev, and you tell that at the end of the mantra that he is the giver of non-prem, and that excited me something, and I want to hear something more. What is non-prem? How is given by your Gurudev, and how one can run after that?
Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pranam mantra, namo mahamadanyaya Krishna prema pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya namne gaurat visheyam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to be nam prem. Why Rupa Goswami came? For the same purpose. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested his whole mercy and also prayed, and he told all his associates to give a special mercy to Rupa Goswami so that he can give the whole world my own message for whom I have come. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthavitam Deva Mantra Swayang Rupah Kadamayam Dadaachitana. So if by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami can give the highest love and affection, then Rupa Goswami, Kripa Patra, those who are having the mercy of Rupa Goswami, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Jiva Goswami. Srila Bhakti Gopinath Thakur, because he is Saptam Goswami. He can also give what Rupa Goswami can give. Because there are Rupanuga Vaishnavas. So why not Rupanuga Vaishnava, the Kripa Patra of having the mercy of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Srila Bhakti Siddhan Saraswati Goswami Thakur, who is the root of preaching all over. Our Gurudev, Swamiji, can it be? He must be. In other Kali Yuga, there was Krishna name preaching, but not with praying. Understand? Only Dujjuk Dharma Pravartan, Naam Kirtan. But Naam with praying, only in this Kali Yuga, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and his associates came, they can give by the mercy of, they can sprinkle. The same thing, they have the qualities of Mahaprabhu in them. All bhakts, those who are so qualified, unnat mahabhagavat uttam, they have all the qualities of Krishna, kripalu, badanya, and all which has been told in Chaitanya Charitamrita and Srimad Bhagavat, 26 kinds of qualities of Krishna. So they can give Krishna prema, more than Krishna. No? Krishna cannot give what Srimati Radhika can give. Agree?
Yes.
Also Srimati Radhika cannot give what Roop Manjari can give. In the same way. What is that? The service of Radhika. Mm. Huh? Understand? So we can have all these things by the mercy of pure devotees. So what Rupa Manjari, the service of Radhika, how if one can please Radhika? Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari, Dhyayana, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. Always pleasing Srimati Radhika by their affectionate services, lovely. So Srimati Radhika can give. She can give how to please Krishna. No? So, we think, Srila Prabhupada, Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. In his Pranam Mantra we see, Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shishamad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Iti Namne Shri Varsh Bhanvi Devi Daitaya. This very thing. Shri Sho Daita, a special Dashi, Palya Dashi, she can give Namne. Krishna can give in a special prem. What is that? His ocean of rush. But all the gopis, they give Krishna prem in a special way that Krishna cannot give. At first he has no taste of all these things. So he takes the beauty and mood of Radhika and then he was qualified to test, even to test, so high thing. If he had not taken the mood of Radhika, he could not have given this prem to world. How to serve Krishna? Radhika knows better. How to love conjugal? Rupa Manjari and all, they know more than anyone, even to Krishna and Radhika himself. So they can give prem, naam, with serving conjugal prem, with naam. They are qualified for this. If they are not qualified, they are not in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are not Rupanuga Vaishnava. These are the speciality of Rupanuga Vaishnava. They can give prem in the highest way to satisfy Radha Krishna conjugal. Radha Krishna pranamur, jugala kishor. jivane marane gati ar nahimo. Krishna and Radha cannot tell like this. Only Narottam Thakur can tell. The servant of Rupa Goswami can tell. Bhakti Vinod Thakur can tell more and more. Because he has the realization. She is Kamala Manjari. He has written in Yashomati Nandana, Brajavara Nagara, Gokula Ranjana Kaha, Kadamba Kana Narasa Parayana, Jamuna Jeevan Keli Parayana. They can write all these things. These are frame actually, and they can give. They are authority to give. If Krishna will come to this worldly world, then he will take all the associates like Rup, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And then he can do, give it. Through them, personally he will not give. If he will be mercy, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, anyone told that, I want to hear Harikatha. As you heard from Raya Ramananda, one Nisinga Brahmachari or anyone, he told, I don't know like Ramananda, go. And he went, but first he was cheated, and secondly, when he returned, Mahaprabhu, you have been cheated, you have done wrong. Again go, and tell this a slok. And he uttered that a slok, and Raya Ramananda was so much pleased. What you want, I want to hear. What you want to hear? The same thing as Raya Ramananda has told to you. And then, Mahaprabhu cannot tell like this. Because he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the Rasa Bhokta. Bhokta, you know?
Enjoyer.
Not enjoyed. Enjoyed can tell all these realizations. Okay.
Thank you. Yes.
Good.
I have one other question, but I'll ask it another time.
You initiated his son yesterday, Gauranga?
Gaurasundara
now? That's his son.
His son?
Yeah.
I'm so happy that has come about.
You're happy too?
I'm so happy.
I'm also happy to meet you. I've heard about you.
Yes.
But I think that from Hawaii you came.
Yes.
I'm so happy.
He told me years ago in Santa Cruz, he and I were neighbors. He said, 5-6 years ago, I want to have the association of Narayan Maharaj.
Oh.
And we want the association of Narayan Maharaj.
Maybe if you don't mind, I could ask that second question, but I think it affects everyone.
What?
He has two questions. Is there time for one more?
Yes.
Well, it is said that when we receive non-diksha, this is the bhakti lata bees, and we water this with the chanting of the holy name and following the instructions of Sri Gurudev.
Again, clear.
At time of diksha, there is bij planted, and then watered by Harinam and Guru Vani.
So my question is, why do the weeds grow? It seems so difficult.
Mm-hmm.
How simultaneously they grow?
Why anarths are coming?
Anarths are not coming, but they are. Only they are
growing.
Growing. Growing are, they are seen or realized. They are in like a sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes they act. We are full of all ignorance, kamana, vasana, avidya, forgetting Krishna, this is avidya. And from this vasana comes to do anything, to test anything. And from this we come to active, and then it is active, then we think that, it is coming on. But they are from beginning, when you forget Krishna. There are thorns in a plant, in a tree.
Mm.
You never realize it. when they come in our body, then we are like, oh, there are thrones in this. But actually they are from beginning, like this. Sure. I think there are two kinds of initiations. One Vidvadrudi and Abhidvadrudi. Abhidvadrudi means not real. And some are real. Two kinds. Unreal, if it is the devotee is not qualified. And he has come only seeing others are coming to Gurudev, I should go. But himself not realize that world is miserable. And he has no vairagya at all from worldly things. He wants to test world. But he is saying, my colleagues are going to this very person. By this they one go. Are hearing something. But actually, there is a wish to test worldly desires. Actually, a person is qualified to have a diksha when he will realize that worldly is misery, miserable. He had nothing to be had. Never, never. This body is also mortal. Everything in this body is mortal. To whom? You have belief, they will cheat you. So when he realizes that we'll have to become old, one day old, we will die, there is nothing to happy, be happy in this world. All are miserable. You know ghee?
Ghee, yes.
What is ghee?
Clarified butter.
Very good thing.
Very good.
Can you take 2 kilo at a time? If you are taking, then what becomes?
It can actually kill you. So much.
A flow from
become. Loose motion.
Loose motion. You can have control and after that you will die. If any man is always with wife, then what will be? He will die. Anything this in this world, we think it is very, very good thing. But actually, if you will take more, but you will die. Mm-hmm. Grab some ropes and everything. So realizing this fact, then he goes to think, how I can be eternal happy? Who am I? This body or anything else? He wants to realize all these things. Tasmat gurum prapaddeti jigyasu shreya paravartam. Then he will go to that guru. And Krishna will arrange a guru like by bona fide. He will know that he is guru or not. An artificial guru and an artificial guru cannot cheat him. But when we are ignorant, we have no past impressions and we have not realized this world miserably. We want to be happy in this world and to have more opulent and everything. Then we are saying that, oh, he is guru and we should go to that guru because my all friends are going. Then he is not qualified for taking a real initiation. Then Guru tells, same Guru, who is authority,
authentic.
For him, he will give Agya Rudhi, means some lower kind of initiation, that he may be qualified any day, and then real initiation will be given. Real initiation is given by Siksha.
Instruction.
By mantra, at a time, oh, gone, clean, swaha. Bas, gone, going. You should do 3 times daily. and you are now Pakka Vaishnava. This is like a cheating to bring him in his trap and to gradually.
Is that Vanchana? Vanchana? Is it the same?
Not Vanchana.
Not Vanchana?
Vanchana, no. Vanchana, no. This is mercy, to bring him qualified. And then he will qualify, then real diksha will be, by siksha. Otherwise, no. By real diksha, his heart will be changed at once. He will have a relation with Krishna, actually. Gopi jana ballabha. He is my prana ballabha. This relation will be there. Otherwise, no. And all kinds of false egos, offenses, anartha will go away. If not going away, seeing that so much attachment and worldly things, then your diksha has not been completed. Raghunath Das Goswami has diksha. At once he was changed. All other we see. You know Shyamananda Prabhu, his sister Ramchandra Puri, in a moment he was changed. After his marriage, he was returning with his wife in Palki, you know?
Palkin.
He was coming. He saw that there is a person chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, quite naked only this. What this?
Kaupin?
Kaupin or Kaupin. And he was Srinivas Acharya. He saw that on Palki they are going. He told, oh, very full person, nothing knowing. Those who will, a person giving money, so much energy, and he is taking a very poisonous snake in his
neck.
Who will be the buddhiman person?
Who will be intelligent and that who can do this?
Anyone intelligent person cannot do by giving so much money, energy, and everything. And taking that very poisonous snake in his neck, and he is so happy, you are so happy. But in a moment she will bite. So this foolish person is so happy and going with the snake. He at once heard and get up from
Pelquin.
And get to. What you told? I want to hear again. Again he repeated this. Why are you telling? You are thinking that I am a very wise person and intelligent. You have brought, getting so much value of our whole life. And you have brought a poisonous snake. And you have taken in your
neck. Surrounding your neck.
So she will bite and you die that at once from a spiritual world. You are thinking that I will be happy in this world with her, but she will take your whole thing. Whole thing means?
Whole energy.
Whole spiritual energy she will take. And you will be deprived of Krishna. He at once told that. Take this devotee, this girl, to his father. And he at once told that, I want to be initiated. Oh, you are initiated, not initiated. You have realized the truth. And then he took him. Initiated and he became his disciple. Here I realized this. Diksha kare, bhakta kare, atma samarpan. Sei kale,
guru kare kare, atma samarpan.
It is written in Chaitanya Chaitanya. When at the time of diksha, initiation. The disciple gives everything to Gurudev. We are giving? I think never. Never be. We give the whole room full of dollars, but key, oh Gurudev, it is yours, but key is with me.
Okay, it is not yours.
It is yours, but key is. I can use all this, you cannot use.
You come tell me if you want.
Not yet also.
If you want to borrow the key, you get it from me.
Yes, permission.
So like this. So really Diksha is not there. We are only admitted in this school of Diksha. Something gradually Diksha is going on. And when he will realize all things, and he will give up himself in the lotus feet of Gurudev, unconditionally surrenders, then Diksha will be there. Then everything will go away, bad thing, and we have a very good, fast and a strong relation with Krishna. And our Krishna service will be begun then. Otherwise, I have heard that so many devotees were from Swamiji. He initiated them. Even he gave sannyas. But why they fall down? Why? They pressed him so much about 20, 25 years. They are going everything for the king. It seems, but actually not. A pure devotee cannot fall. Never, never, never. If he has surrendered to him, how he can return? Never. So I think there was some mistake. There was some hole in that loophole. They have not surrendered. They have not heard of him. They have not gone deep to understand him. Even now, they are not understanding him. They are very rare who are sincere and they try to understand him. But he was so merciful in his miracle, his mercy. Anyhow, in one birth, two births, three births, four births, five births, he made ten. Mm-hmm. Again, those who are not aparadhi nahi,
not offended, not doing
offense.
No offense, but only due to that weakness they have fallen. Again, he will take them. I know. But those who are doing offense, Damdev, to him also, they cannot return. We should go to class. What is the time now?
15 minutes before 11.
Mm-hmm. Then?
Time to go.
To go or not to go to the
car? They're waiting. Everybody's waiting.
Why you took me here?
My mistake only.
It was Gopa's fault.
Always
Gopa's
my fault.
In the past.
Yeah.
Always my fault.
Gopa became mature after 80 years. So he's below 80.
He's master flavor.
I'm so happy to meet you.
I'm so happy.
You are sincere. This is the thing. And I think that Swamiji will sprinkle his mercy to you. Always be sincere. Don't be what?
Duplicity.
Don't be duplicity. Duplicity and all other things. Be shame. Inside and outward. Same thing.
Hare Krishna. Now I will go to class.
Hare Krishna. I'm so much happy to meet the mother of Sachidev. Now I think that you are more than 80, 84.
So that was Mool Prakriti's
father.
Father.
He's
84.
She's only
60.
I'm 60.
60?
Uh-huh.
Young lady.
He, she, and he is more dearest to me. Uh-huh. And they are serving always me. Very sincere. Next seven. We have read the explanation of Swamiji that we are all diseased persons. The diseases are of two kinds. One in this material body and another is in heart. Devotees, then those who are real devotees, they don't worry for bodily disease. Only they care for what disease?
Heart disease.
And that heart disease, what is that heart disease? If mind is cleaned, then everything is okay. If heart is cleaned, having duplicity and others what?
Hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy.
More?
And we have diplomacy.
You have come?
Right.
Very good.
We all. Also,
where is Yashodananda?
Very good.
Very good. Only we are lacking of you two, three, four. Now I think that our classes, our new brass is full. So, our real disease is in our heart. And what is that heart disease?
Avidya. Avidya.
Siddha Roga. Srila Vyasadeva or Srila Sukadeva Goswami has cleared it. Here, in heart, so strong disease, that is Siddha Roga. Siddha Roga means Kama Roga. What is Kama Roga?
Lust.
Lust for worldly things. So if duplicity, hypocrisy, cheat others, this motive is there. This is dangerous. Anyone is full of ignorance, he is weak, no heart. He should be sincere. And if a man is has so much duplicity and all these bad things, he cannot progress. Never. He may do 1 lakh of harinam, whole day doing all these things. But he will always try to cheat others by worldly things. To take money, to have praise, that his name and fame should worldly, here and there, for these things. Because he is not sincere. Especially the lust, Hridrog. How it will go? Only there is one way. To chant name in the association of any higher Vaishnava. Who has cleaned his heart, whose heart is cleaned and purified. He has so much developed his Krishna prayer. In his guidance always, obeying him, being in Vrindavan, if not by outwardly, inwardly, by mind he should be in Vrindavan. Then this heart will be cleaned. First bhakti will come and then heart will clean. Don't think that we will clear our heart. Everything will go away. Then bhakti will come. Never it is not. This is not authentic siddhant. When bhakti will come gradually and by the power of bhakti itself without any
effort.
This hritarog will go. Idancha Vishnu, na? Bhajupad Bhajan, Idancha Vishnu, Shraddhanvita, Anushriyat, Shraddhanvita, Anushriyat, means with Shraddha, with great honor, sincerely. Anushriyat, Anushriyat means always, continuously hearing. How? With so much affection and love and honor. To be established in that. Always, continuously, without break. Then, Anushya, Athabarana Yeja, and after that he
explains.
He is what?
Describing.
What thing? It has been told in Rash Leela Prasanga. At the last, when Rash Leela was ended, stopped, and after that, Sukadeva Goswami is telling to Parikshit Maharaj. Those who will not hear, they must hear. The verb is that. You must suniyat. If you are not doing sraman, not hearing, then it is like a offense. Because author is telling, Sukadeva Goswami is telling, Vyasa is telling, and you are not obeying. So you must hear. And after hearing, Suniyadata Varnedja, Bhakti Param Bhagavati Pratilabhya. Then he will have bhakti first. And then Tilabhya Kamam. Then Kam comes. What Kam? Kamane Prema of Krishna. First will come. And all the Hidarog, all bad desires, anything, ignorance, everything will go away. If you are not hearing the pastimes of Krishna, Satang Prasangamam Varjya Sambhidau, it is so powerful. Well, I'm not to do anything else. Parikshit Maharaj never did anything. He only heard, and by this he went to Golok Vrindavan and served Krishna. So Anishuryat, you will have to hear this thing. And by this, you will know all tatts. Jiva tattva, maya tattva, Krishna tattva, yoga maya tattva, bhakti tattva, prema tattva, sadhana tattva, everything will know. And then gradually sadhana bhakti will come, after that bhava bhakti will come, and after that prema bhakti will come. And Krishna will be controlled by that very bhakta. If anyone is trying, only trying, what trying? To give up this disease.